trapped out in the doghouse. I'm Robin. I'm the host of Roots and Berries. Fund Drive is officially over, but if you missed your opportunity, you can still donate at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and get into the club to be one of radio's best friends for 2024.
Radioland. You're now listening to The Charts, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. And as always, we're bringing you the top 15 top charting albums from across genres and across the country for your listening pleasure right here from the basement of Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus, where we've been broadcasting since 1922. And don't forget to pop by CFRC.ca. We are now in the midst of our annual funding drive. We've got lots of great raffle prizes from local businesses. So donate today via our Shopify or PayPal through our website, and you can enter to win while also getting lots of free gifts from CFRC as well. We have lots of great music for you, as I've promised, and a lot of new entries to the charts this week. We're going to start off with brand new stuff from Shad, out with a new album called Real Speakers. We're going to listen to A Day in the Life, the first track off this new album, featuring 14KT. And after that, another new artist, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, singer-songwriter, out with a new album called Horizon Lines. We're going to listen to some softer stuff from him called After a While. And then we've got Chloe Pelletier-Gagnon, also known as Clo Pelgag. That's her stage name. We're going to listen to stuff from her latest release, Abracadabra, and a song called Pythagore, this week at number 13. Hildegard, also new to the charts this week, with Alina Deland and Uri. We're going to listen to Player from the album Jour 1596. And then we've got Doohickey Cubicle at the end of the set at number 11 from their album, A Super Smeller. We're going to listen to Parchment Paper from them. So here we go right now, right at the top, some great hip hop from Shad with 14KT. This is A Day in the Life, debuting right here on CFRC at number 15.
To quote Big, I'm not from Houston, but I rap a lot, snap a lot, open and close this app a lot, honestly, on my Macintosh. These fake kings are from a castle called Cap-a-Lot. I'm laid back and nap a lot, just in shorter stretches. Creatively, I'm sort of restless, even though I just said I rested before. Guess I'm more complex and I spread an important message, expressing all thanks and requests before I order breakfast. That's just a slice of a day in the life, babies and wife. Can't wait for inspiration to strike. I just write crazy stories like Arabian Nights. They say this black boy's brighter than some stadium lights. Rwandese taught me manners, but indeed this Canadian's nice. With the pen, all the phrasing's precise. Blazing the mics. Look, they say the people seeing reels don't want to see the real, just comedy on the feed. They want the Key and Peele. No problem, I give them honesty and feels regardless. Never daunted by economy and deals, dog. I'm different, I've been that gym rat. Made income and interest, but I'm in this for the impact. Rap's not something you can win at or bring back. It's freedom within the limits of the rhythms and syntax. Say some stuff is tough to hear. I'm holding up the mirror. No Justin Spears, Musketeer, no puppet here. Plus, man, it's been a couple years. So much corruption, no trust, just fear. More homeless, though there's so much construction. Weird, more luxury, but more suffering. Poor judgment. I still got a lot to say. They saying AI can say it, Satan, not today. Same on and off the stage. I don't rap to complicate or puzzle you, but like a puzzle to put things in proper place and walk away. Fight the good fight, push to put right what we should until it's good night, good rest for a good life. They say I cook like a 3-star chef. See what he achieved with even 3 bars left. Maybe world peace, like he's our test. Anything is possible if you believe Garnett. Reach our best, dopest style. I run the show like I wrote the pilot. I don't promote the violence, been woke as open eyelids. I make this post and I'm back on my oath of silence, holding fam close and smiling. Look, I never had to dress sharp, never had the guest stars. I came correct before IG gave the check marks. Eckhart totally means Bret Hart. Best bars, you want to rewind, but also want to hear the next part.
KT. Shad.
Down our street, just driving quiet, I get steely. What's important? Where's the focus? Skyline pulling into view. It's a forest out there. Can't always see through. Too much pressure. I know it all works out.
we are back on the charts. That was Doohickey Cubicle this week at number 11 with Parchment Paper. Hildegard with Alina Delon de Nori with Player before that at 12. Chloe Pelgag, brand new stuff from her album Abracadaver. The song was called Pythagore. Brand new stuff as well from Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, debuting an album called Horizon Lines, and we listened to After a While, preceded by Shad, debuting this week on the charts at number 15 with 14KT. That was A Day in the Life from Shad's new release, Real Speakers. Coming up now, we've got new stuff as well from the Darcys and their latest release, Rendering Feelings. We're going to listen to Dreaming from It, followed by Rockin' Stuff from Dear Rouge's album, Lonesome High, this week at number 9. We'll listen to Too Close to the Heat, followed by Dog Day with Silver Bowl, some softer stuff, I think, from Madeline Roger, a song called Some Kind of Nerve, and Asko will end the set from his eponymous album. We'll listen to Nika Wiss. So here is the Darcys right now at number 10 with Dreaming. Enjoy.
Crashing down.